You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive underway, Fan Run Radio on a Friday. Welcome in. Thank you for being along for the ride this afternoon. As we got a big show lined up for you here this afternoon. Back by popular demand, Christopher Gabriel of 940 ESPN in Fresno. If you haven't heard of this guy before, I know, 940 ESPN in Fresno. Why are you having some California guy? I don't know. Like, I gotta admit, what Trey said the first time we had him on, I was like, I don't know. Like, why would we have? But he's really good, man. He's really good. He is a talk radio guy from California with ties to East Tennessee. Huge Tennessee fan. And each of the last two times we've had him on, it has gotten by far the most positive response of any guest that we've had on in years. So excited to have him back on. Hopefully he'll be fired up and provide some good content. That's coming up at 4:25 this afternoon on the show. Hello, Bear. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Are you you guys going to mention that there's a third member of the show to Christopher this time?
Don't get your feelings hurt, Bear.
What
do you need? We all love you. You do a great job. Christopher Gabriel loves you.
Whatever.
Good Lord, man. So needy.
Needy.
Right off the top. Just needy.
I'll slap you across the face, Smith.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All right. Going to be one of those days. Good afternoon, Trey. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Doing pretty well. Hope everybody's good.
Yeah, man.
Just peachy.
A lot going on. The Glacier probe is presumably wrapping up after Jeremy Pruitt met with those guys yesterday. Speaking of Jeremy Pruitt.
That was fun.
A barrel of laughs, I'm sure. Jeremy Pruitt and Kevin Steele and Derek Ansley on a plane headed west today to visit with Henry Toto, who, as we've been hinting at for several weeks here on the show, is, I don't know if he's got one foot out the door, but he's at the very least giving serious consideration to not coming back this weekend when the rest of players are scheduled to report back to Knoxville. And I know people are wondering, people are blowing me up on the social media today, and I'm sure they were you as well, Trey, Bear. Hey, the fact that Pruitt is going to California means that he's staying, right? He's been given the blessing to return. That was not my read of it at all. Like, not even a little bit. And I was surprised that so many people, and maybe I'm being naive, but I was surprised that so many people just automatically jumped to that conclusion. But
that's not the conclusion that I jumped to.
No, it's
doing his job.
Yeah, I think he's still the head coach, and one of his best players is thinking about leaving. Yeah, you get on a plane, you go try and convince him not to. I mean, like, that's, as long as he's still got the job, I mean, what's he supposed to do? Sit at home and twiddle his thumbs? Watching Oprah? Hanging out? Like, no, man, he's a football coach. He's got to go re-recruit his players. It's not a great sign, but anyway, talked to several people again today. Trey, none of my sources think that Pruitt is going to be back next year. Do you know anybody over there that thinks Pruitt makes it out of this?
I mean, yesterday when you interviewed, we kind of spoke about this, when you interview somebody for 6.5+ hours and you're kind of putting it all together and you've got NCAA officials that are in on the call. I kind of, from talking to folks, it's kind of like, how would he have talked his way out of everything yesterday? And that's kind of where they're at. It's like, don't know how that would work out, but we'll see. I just, everything's being written up. Everything's going to be put forth. to Donde Plowman sometime tonight. And, you know, and the Henry Toitola thing that y'all talked about, that's been planned since Monday. That they were always going to get on a flight because Henry Toitola, there was a really good chance, was not going to report back to campus tomorrow and Sunday when players start reporting back. So they had to figure out a way. A booster lent them a plane, rented them a plane, and they got on it and they headed to Cali. Try to convince him to stay. It's been going on for a while now.
Let me back up. You said Plowman is going to get results of this tonight. Is that a thing?
I'm thinking in the next 24 hours.
Wow.
24-48.
That's where I was going to go next. Like, as far as a timeline goes, as we talked about yesterday, in my opinion, it's going to take some time for the university to digest the findings of the investigation. And we don't even know. I mean, we're all assuming that Pruitt is the last interview and that it's done now. That's a big assumption. We don't know that. But even if it is, even if, say, yesterday was the end, and that's all, look, there's going to be reports written, reports read, conversations had, decisions made. That could take some time. Like, I don't think that happens in 24 hours. But they also know, they, talking about Boyd, Plowman, power brokers that are going to make this decision, they also know that they do need to make a call as soon as possible. I don't think they're sitting around twiddling their thumbs either. They know that they need to have a resolution on this one way or the other. All that to say, I don't know. As Trey said, it could be in the next 24 hours that they get a report, and maybe they already sort of know what the results are going to be. I'm sure they've been getting updates from the lawyers. Maybe they kind of know which way this is headed and will be prepared to make a decision rather quickly. But on the other hand, it could take a few more days. It could take a few more weeks. We don't know. Because unlike the football side of this, the Plowman side of this, the university side of this, and obviously this legal team, like, they are not – I don't know anybody that has sources there and people telling them how this is all going.
I think two things you take away from yesterday was Pruitt was represented in the interview.
Yeah, that was a good nugget. Shout out to John Bryce, found his lawyer.
Yes. And that the NCAA was in on the meeting.
Yeah.
Big things.
Yeah. So this is just obviously a big mess, and we'll see what happens. This Operation Keep Henry T. with Pruitt Ansley Steele heading out west. I'm not going to say it's small potatoes. I mean, obviously, that's probably your best player now that Trey Smith is gone. Like, that's – so you want to keep him no matter who the coach is. But to me, that's kind of a – that's a sidebar. And to me, no way related to the investigation. Trey, am I correct there in that that's just something Pruitt has to do? The best player in the program is thinking about leaving. He's got to go recruit him. Doesn't mean he's been told that he's still the coach here next year.
No, I agree completely. Like I said, this was already planned. I mean, this was already scheduled. This was on tight lip around folks. They were going to go to Cali. So this is nothing. It's new to folks. I understand that part of it, but they got to go out there and they got to try to convince Henry Toitola to keep playing football at Tennessee, because he's been getting, you know, through friends at other schools. They're getting a lot of contact on if he should go play somewhere else. And this is just what they decided, what they had to do. They got a jet rented and they're flying out there. I mean, it's not like this hasn't been done before. And that's the thing.
And is there a Bruce Feldman note? I did not see this, that Derek Ansley is perhaps up for the Oregon for a
yes.
Position. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just.
But we know that he's been flirting with Texas and Auburn already. So Ansley's obviously he's looking to bail for one reason or another.
That getting put out today was it was good for Jeremy Pruitt because it took the attention away from the investigation for a little bit.
I don't know about that. I mean, from an optics standpoint, the investigation, that train has left the station and it is rolling, baby, to quote Mike Price. Here's my prediction, guys. Let me lay this out. I kind of pitched this to you a little bit earlier, Trey. I'm going to flesh this out. And this is just my gut feeling. Nobody's told me this. I'm just kind of connecting the dots here because everybody wants to know how's this going to play out. Met a listener today over at Qdoba, was having a bite right before I hit the station. Shout out to Clint listening today. Big fan run listener stopped by, and we ended up breaking bread together. Excuse me. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen. What's going to happen?
Oh.
Here's my prediction. I'm going to flesh this out for you. I predict Jeremy Pruitt's going to get fired here in the next couple of days. I think he's going to take Niedermeyer, obviously, Ansley, Shelton Felton, and anyone else connected to the violations will be out as well. I think Tennessee's going to clean house. Not reporting that is happening. This is my prediction, my gut feeling. I think Kevin Steele will be named interim coach. I think Jim Chaney, most of the offensive staff, is going to stick around. And here's where I really get into some speculation. What happens then? I believe Tennessee will eventually, they're going to have to shuffle Fulmer off. I think they're going to announce Coach Fulmer's retiring this summer, the end of the school year. That gives themselves a few months to conduct a search, get his replacement lined up, new athletics director, probably John Gilbert at East Carolina, maybe Mark Ingram at UAB, whoever. It gives that person a chance to arrive before the new school year begins, get settled, knowing they're stepping into a very murky situation with an interim coach. I know the 2022 recruiting class. I know it's a disaster. I get all that. But this is how I think it's going to play out. I think, you know, at that point, the new AD will be given a chance to evaluate Steele. If he surprises, has a good year, maybe he gets the job. But more likely we struggle. Because I think we're going to lose a bunch of good players too, and the new AD working closely with UT Power Brokers leads a search for a new coach, and we start over in 2022. Hardly ideal. Excuse me. I get
Still
that.
Not considering that in-state recruiting class.
I am. I don't really care. I noted it. Yes, I'm very much considering it. Hardly ideal. Like, I get it. Yes, it's going to be a major setback if this comes to pass. It's going to suck.
It's just going to set us back another.
Who knows?
Years.
How? Yeah. No, it's not. You can't say that. Who knows, man? It's one recruiting class. Who knows? You get a good coach in here. You get the right guy in here. He'll get it back up and running pretty quickly.
I'm not down with that theory, Russ. I mean, you want to make him interim for, 2 to 4 weeks while they're conducting a coaching search.
Yeah.
And keep him on as DC and bring in, I mean, there's two or three guys that would probably take the job and keep him and add on, be more than happy to
realistic reward. Guys, or are we talking about Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze? Because we need to stop talking about that.
I'm not talking about Lane Kiffin ain't leaving Ole Miss up for 1 year. I mean, he learned his lesson on that.
So, I mean, if that's your and listen,
if Freeze, Chadwell,
Listen, man, I'm tired of this take because I've only said it half a billion times. I would love for Hugh Freeze to be the coach. It's just not going to happen. Jamie Chadwell, to me, is a huge gamble. And I just think that more than likely, if you hire a new coach here in the next 2 to 4 weeks, it's probably going to be a Doug Marrone type of coach.
Ugh.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know, Trey. What do you think of my theory? Is that plausible, or do you think they would just go ahead and hire a new coach?
I think it's plausible. How far does this thing get down the rabbit hole before you would have to make a move? My biggest take on all of this is it's always felt like the Les Miles situation, where if he's not let go this year, per se, I know it's 2021, and he could be let go three games into the 2021 season. You know, so it's a matter of if and when you want to pull the trigger. I just don't know what Tennessee expects from next year. If you look at this roster is no good than 7 wins next year. I'm sorry, that's just obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So what's better than 3? I'm just saying there's no turnaround to it. So it's either you're letting him go because of all the stuff that's going on, or you're going to let him go because of piss poor play next season. You can't convince me that Hooker or Salter are going to be the ones that come in and turn this team into a 9-win program next year. Just too many holes. Offensive line, defensive line, secondary. If Henry Teotoa doesn't come back, linebacker. I'm trying to find a way that Tennessee could look good next year that would be enough to save a job. Because if you go out there and you get beat up by Alabama, Florida, and Georgia again, you ain't closing the gap. So what are we doing?
You take them off the table. You can't. I mean, we're screwed. I mean, we're screwed. If they bring in Kevin Steele and do Russ's interim plan, we're probably going to, it's going to be a complete and total disaster.
What would be a more disastrous 2021 season, though? Tennessee coached by Jeremy Pruitt or Tennessee coached by Kevin Steele? To me, that's a no-brainer. I think Kevin Steele could somehow...
I'm not coming off option C.
Yeah.
Get a different coach.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm just trying to look at it the way I think they are going to look at it, which is a hard thing to do. We as fans want to just sprinkle some Hugh Freeze dust on it and make it all better. And really, that's a bad analogy because that makes it sound like it's magic. And the thing that's so frustrating about it is it's not magic. It's a very readily, easily accessible solution to our current problems. But I just don't think that they're going to do it. We got to take a quick break. We're just scratching the surface, ladies and gentlemen. It is The Drive on Fan Run Radio, weekend edition. We got your Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Kregner Group. Coming up next, we'll talk a little Tennessee basketball. And we'll open up the phones to you, 865-546-8200. If you want to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 546-8200. Quick timeout. The Drive continues after this.
The Drive.
Are you in a financial...
All right, Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. So, Tennessee football on hold again as Jeremy Pruitt gets down on bended knee and begs Henry Toto. Have you seen the conspiracy theories that he's actually recruiting Hank to Alabama now? That's a pretty good conspiracy theory. Wasn't Konzo Martin?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Wasn't Konzo Martin accused of doing that when he? Everybody was recruiting that Okoro guy,
7-foot kid from England.
Yeah. While he was interviewing for the Cal job.
And then the next day,
was talking about mixed feelings.
Took that kid with him.
Talk about mixed feelings because, like, we got to be angry about something. To me, I was not angry. Like, first of all, a kid can't play. Like, that dude wasn't a good player for them. And second of all, we got rid of Konzo. So it was kind of a win-win from my vantage point. I don't care that he was recruiting on our dime for Cal. Now, this is a little bit different because Henry T can really play. I don't think Pruitt is recruiting to Froudman. I think he's still working. He's still doing the job. Trey, what is the pitch like if you're Jeremy Pruitt, Kevin Steele, and Ansley right now? What is the pitch like to Henry Toa Toa?
I don't know. You just pray to God Henry Toa Toa hasn't looked at Bruce Feldman's Twitter account or been knowing what's going on in Tennessee over the last couple days and probably wondering where Brian Niedermeyer is.
Well, I think we all agree. I don't think he's going to be hearing from Moose much anymore.
Maybe on burner number three, but yeah.
I would imagine in all seriousness that, you know, Kevin Steele would.
Yeah.
That was talking to him and what his plans for him are and who he's developed over the years. And
well, I think we all agree that Kevin Steele is more likely to be here next year than Jeremy Pruitt and Derek Ansley. Much more likely. And I don't think he's a lock to be here next year, but I would put Steele being on this staff like 80% next year versus Pruitt and Ansley. In my opinion, like maybe 10%. So it is an opportunity for Kevin Steele, but that's an interesting needle to thread, right? If you're Kevin Steele and you're sitting there with Pruitt, who may or may not be your boss, and you know that you might be here without the guy, be like, how do you subtly intimate to him in front of Pruitt? It's like, look, kid, stick with me. I'm a good defensive coach. We're still going to build our defense around you. You're still going to be well taken care of here, even if the ump gay sitting next to me is not here. Do kids still do Pig Latin? Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't think they do for us, but
it's an interesting tightrope for Kevin Steele to walk over there because he's got to be thinking it. He might not try. He might just go all in with Pruitt's pitch, which is probably going to be, I'm going to be here. I'm the guy, blah, blah, blah. We need you. We love you, all that stuff. But you know he's got to be thinking. And he's like, man, at least I can endear myself to the young man and his family so that if the axe falls on Pruitt here shortly, I can call him back and be like, I'm still here.
Let me ask you a question, too.
Yes.
And somebody brought this up to me. Wouldn't it have been real easy for Jeremy Pruitt just to get on a phone call and say, hey, man, I'm coming back next year. We're good. I'll see you here Sunday.
Okay. I see where you go.
What are we really missing here? Let's be real honest with each other. What are we really missing here?
I don't think we're missing much other than they know he's probably the most important person they don't want to go into the portal. So they're going to pull out all the stops and go out there and meet face to face.
That's not what I'm getting at. Yeah. If Henry Toa Toa doesn't know, you know, and he's upset, he doesn't know the future of the program, he's only going to be at Tennessee for one more year. He's only got one more season left. The guy's going to go to the NFL after next season. Mm. Most likely.
I would say he's not anywhere near NFL ready right now. He lost like 25 pounds of muscle. And he can't cover in space. And last time I checked, in the NFL, if you play linebacker, you have to be able to cover.
Bear, just play along with me here for a minute, bro.
I don't know. I mean,
play along with it, Bear. Come on, play ball.
Why do you have to fly to California to convince a kid that's coming to come back if you already think you're coming back? Hello?
How about this from
that make a lot of sense.
How about this from our listener, Jerry? The real question is, did Ansley and Steele go to make sure Pruitt wasn't recruiting against Tennessee? Ah, plot thickens, huh? You think about that.
Or did Pruitt go to make sure those guys weren't recruiting against him?
Ooh! Bears playing 3D chess. Or maybe they're just begging the kid to stay at Tennessee and they haven't really thought of that.
Out their hat, man, and make sure they knew how much he meant to them.
I go back, like, Steele has got to be thinking. There's a pretty good chance I'm going to be here next year and these guys aren't. So, like, I don't have to intimate that while I'm out there to them, but I do need to try and make some sort of connection with the young man and his family. Tell him who I am, and so that if Pruitt and Ansley are out here in the next couple of days, I can call him back immediately and say, hey, look, I'm still going to be here. He's probably going to be the interim coach at that point. Come play for me. We're going to build this off defense and this program around you. All right,
Parker Pruitt, former intern, says Henry T lives near San Francisco, which happens to have an NFL DC position open.
What?
Is Henry Toto going to apply for the NFL DC position?
No, Pruitt. But maybe Ansley is.
All right, basketball news, wrapping up the Rocky Top Report, number 10, Tennessee. Going to try it again tomorrow. Vanderbilt, 6 p.m. When will we know game on or game off, Trey?
I think we're pretty much game on right now.
Okay.
But if you want really, 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 really confirmation, I guess tomorrow morning, but we're game on.
6 p.m. tip, SEC Network, Paul Sunderland and Joe Klein will have the call. No Jimmy Dykes today. I know that breaks your heart, Bear, or tomorrow, I should say. So 6 p.m. tip. Game should be over at 8 o'clock. 8 p.m.-ish. Voluntary reaction here on Fan Run Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in for myself, Bear, Drunk Dave. Be hanging out with you, taking your phone calls. Should be a lot of fun. I'm sure football will come up at some point in the voluntary reaction. Alex, you listen to these voluntary reactions. Is the football portion of the basketball voluntary reactions we've been doing, is that better than the basketball portion?
Yeah, just because the team is winning. It's like, what are you going to say? Like, they did well tonight. Vescovi shot well.
There's just more drama.
There's more drama.
Football.
Yeah.
Okay. Rocky Top Report, as always, folks, brought to you by the Kregner Group. You know, there's a whole lot that goes into moving houses. And the Kregner Group is going to help you develop the necessary game plan that gets your home listed and sold quickly so that you and your family can find your new home and move on. From locating the right home to walking you through closing and everything in between, Kregner Group is going to be there to show you real estate the right way. Call today to set up your free, no-obligation consultation at 865-742-1035. Or just go online to BoKnowsHouses.com. That's BoKnowsHouses.com. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Real estate the right way. Y'all want to get to the busy, busy phone lines? Talk to the people?
Let's do it.
865-546-8200. Phil in Wartburg leading off this afternoon. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. Let's get to the real facts here. Mm-hmm. Why are they firing Pruitt? If they fire him, why are they firing him?
For a couple of things, but mostly it would be because NCAA violations.
We probably wouldn't even be talking about that if he had a decent season. You know, I mean, they'd have looked into it and slapped him on the wrist like a stupid paintball game.
I don't know.
And probably not even been talking about it.
I don't know about that.
You got fans ambushing him on his program. You got them threatening to shove the stadium into the Tennessee River with the bulldozer. You got them threatening to not buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
If the bottom line is their bottom dollar.
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, if COVID hadn't hit, maybe he would have been fired already. I mean, ifs and buts, candy and nuts, Phil. We're in the situation we're in. Yeah,
right. But they're not going to. I don't see them firing Pruitt and throwing away next year. I mean, I think if they fire Pruitt, they're going to move. They're going to try to get a coach in here and try to sell some tickets next year and get these recruits in the boat.
It's going to be harder to do if you've got the specter of an NCAA investigation looming over your program, which might be another advantage to doing the interim year. Again, not advocating for this, just trying to present to our audience how UT might be looking at this, which is,
yeah,
you know, Ole Miss did what they did Matt Luke with an interim year. Then they gave him the job. We don't necessarily have to do that, but we could just go and hire our Lane Kiffin a year earlier.
Well, you know, I mean, they can do that. But if they just happen to be listening to your show, I'm not buying tickets. And I'm not the only one. I mean, you know, they can keep their tickets.
Hey, if Pruitt is back next year, you're going to have the worst ticket sales year they've had probably since, I don't know, you have to go back to the 40s or 50s since the stadium.
It ain't going to be no different. It ain't going to be different if Caleb Steele's running
the show. I think it would be a little bit better, but still not good.
I don't see it being a bit of different if Caleb Steele's running the show.
Okay. I just think having Pruitt out of the way, and I could be totally wrong, but I could see.
Oh, having Pruitt out of the way is a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, I could see. Hey, new quarterback, Chaney unleashed. He's not going to be micromanaged by an idiot anymore. Steele overseeing it. We got a Tennessee guy in here, Rodney Garner recruiting. I could see some people getting back on board for that. I don't think it would be just, you know, full throated endorsement by any stretch of the imagination. But I think the enthusiasm would be a lot better than it would be if, say, you're just bringing Pruitt back.
You bring Garner in, and you know you're probably looking at a lot better sale there. You got Kevin Steele and Rodney Garner both. You're looking at a lot better sale.
If Kevin Steele's the coach, even on an interim basis, I'd be willing to wager a fair amount of money that Rodney Garner's your D-line coach next year.
Yeah,
which would be pretty.
That
cool.
That might work. A little better.
See, you're already coming around, Phil.
But, you know, I mean, I just don't see it being pretty because you're basically, if you tell him you're the interim coach and then you go out on a coaching search later, you're flushing that 2022 class.
Perhaps. Perhaps. And that would be the biggest argument against it for sure.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. Y'all have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Yeah, Phil. Appreciate it, man. Look, I'm not advocating for it one way or the other. I don't know what I'm advocating for at this point, Bear. I don't know, man. If we're not going to hire Hugh Freeze or Lane Kiffin, like, there's no coach out there that I'm just like, oh, yeah, we get this guy back in, we'll be rolling. I don't see it. I don't see it with Napier. I don't see it with Chadwell. I don't see it with Marone. I don't see it with Bill O'Brien. They're all huge gambles to me.
I mean, yeah, the one, believe it or not, the one I would see it more, even though it's a lot bigger risk, would be Chadwell. Just because he's young, hungry, probably not set in his ways, and he has apparently, you know, stated that he would be open to, you know, changing his offense around. If you're telling me that Chadwell would have, you know, Kevin Steele as his defensive coordinator, and, you know, you're telling me that Rodney Garner is in here as a, you know, defensive line recruiting coordinator.
What does that say about Jamie Chadwell or whoever we would be getting that's like, okay, we like you, we think you have potential, but we don't trust you enough to hire defense staff, so we're going to go ahead and do that part for you.
It's not that so much. I mean, you have to have, and we saw this is what doomed Butch really is that he'll bring all your buddies with you. And quite honestly, it bit Pruitt. It's bitten Pruitt on the ass.
It's bitten Pruitt. It bit Butch. Who's to say that the guys that, like, Kevin Steele's been around this thing forever. And look, we all respect Kevin Steele.
He's a top 20 defensive coordinator. His defenses are usually hovering right around top 20.
If we're bringing in new blood, we're bringing in Jamie Chadwell.
Just going to let Chadwell hire his entire staff? And
sure, why not?
You're
hiring him to be your head football coach, Bear. You don't want him. You don't trust that.
Nah.
You trust him that little. To me, that's a terrible endorsement of the new coach.
No,
if you don't trust him to hire staff, why are we hiring him?
Wanting to get the guy off to a good start.
Well, gee.
Giving him every advantage.
Hope you get off to a good start, buddy. Here you go.
Whatever. I mean, I'm just telling you. I would, if he was, you know, amenable to that, I'd be okay. We'll take a chance on you.
Otherwise, amenable to that? To letting you hire half of his staff for him?
No, we're not talking half his staff, Russell. We're talking about two people.
Oh, come on. You know, you're basically, if you hire his, you hire the coordinator before you hire the head coach, you're basically saying that he's running that side of the ball. Are you not?
No.
No?
No, not necessarily. We're like, look, this guy is, you know.
What if he sucks? What if he gives up 70 like he did when he was at Clemson, when he wasn't playing with elite talent?
One game. One moment in time. And that's a chance you take with him. I mean, he could, whatever happened that night, it could happen again. It hasn't.
Again, you're not exactly filling me with a ton of confidence for the...
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Nobody really knows. He's never really talked about what happened that night. But that was one night. You know, it's. I mean, what's the outlier? The fact that the guy's a top 20 defensive coordinator, and the fact that one night in a bowl game, something happened. I don't know if he had an anxiety attack or what, but he kind of, you know, he kind of had a moment. He got 75 or whatever it was hung on him. I don't know. I mean, as much crap and goofing around as we've done, I would. If it were me, honest to God, this will shock you, and you'll call me a flip flopper and all that. I'd go get Freeze. Write a incredibly
oh, wow.
detailed draconian contract on him. With numerous outs.
Let me guess. Geraldo Vall has backed off.
No, not at all. I just took a step back, and I've been looking into the abyss. We're on the edge of a cliff here, dude. This thing may never come back in your lifetime. I mean, maybe trade.
Back on board the Hugh Freeze bandwagon.
Bandwagon. I'm just saying that given all our choices and options right now, and how close this thing is to never coming back. In our lifetimes, I'd be willing to overlook a lot of stuff.
Not so worried about Hugh Freeze ogling high school girls at Memphis Briarcrest anymore, are we, Bear? All of a sudden, that's fine again.
I mean, like I said, I would have his contract. The clauses and morals clauses would be about the size of a phone book.
What a shocking development. What a shocking development, Trey. I cannot believe. After all the screaming.
I have to swallow it.
Ranting.
Yelling. I'll gladly order him some steaks to handle online. He can do his deal as long as he wins.
Well, I'm glad to see you thinking clearly again.
You know,
somewhat.
I mean, my number one choice, I don't think it's an option. I don't think he would take it. I think he's just messing with us.
Oh, Kiffin would take it. He would take it. Trust me. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio, more your phone calls coming up. All right, Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russell Bear, Trey back with you. Taking your phone calls, 865-546-8200. If you want to hop on the G3 Help Me hotline, Jeff in Seymour is next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up?
I tell you what, I wish there would be a freeze warning in Knoxville next week, but more than likely, it's so un-Tennessee, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, it's fun to think about, it's fun to wish and hope for. Now, here's another thing, another thought I had, Bear. Would you be more amenable to a interim year of Kevin Steele if you thought that, hey, Hugh Freeze, what if he has another great year at Liberty? He's able to continue to keep his nose clean, rehabilitate his image. Somebody's going to hire him eventually, man. He's not going to retire at Liberty. He's going to get another shot at the big time, whether it's here or somewhere else. Eventually, he's going to get that shot. I, for one, would be willing to sacrifice the next season and the great in-state recruiting class if it meant that Hugh Freeze got the job at the end of the year. And keep this in mind, by the way, too. Hugh Freeze, this Tennessee Titans, might be able to come in here last minute and flip some of those 2022 kids who would inevitably commit elsewhere back to the good guys at the last minute.
The only way I'd be willing to go along with that is if you replaced Freeze's name with one Lane Kiffin. Kiffinator.
So you're back to this.
He told me that he would absolutely take the job. If Lane Kiffin would absolutely come back here, what are we waiting on?
Hey, man, if, again, if Hugh Freeze can rehabilitate his image, and in my theory, Coach Fulmer is going to retire and be shuffled off the stage if he's not around anymore, then maybe you never say never, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, really, I wouldn't mind seeing Steele in here for, you know, for a year, trying just to stabilize it, and then go get a Hugh Freeze or a Lane Kiffin next year. I mean, that would really, that might be the more sensible choice right now, because really right now, where are those two going? They're not really going anywhere right now, and so this gives them another year. So I'm willing to accept that, but there's no way I'm going to accept Kevin Steele as my head coach. There's just no way.
Wow.
I'm with you, Jeff.
People are not having it, the Man of Steel. Even if, Jeff, even if he had Rodney Garner out there bringing in the five stars and an elite offensive coordinator running a wide-open offense, you still wouldn't go for Kevin Steel?
I tell you what, I just can't see it. I just see another train wreck like what we've got going on right now. There's just no way. I mean, if you're going to – you've got to fix it, and you've got to fix it now, because if you don't, I like what somebody's mentioned, we're going to lose this thing for years. We're not going to be Nebraska. We're going to be Vanderbilt.
What do you think, Trey? Kevin Steele with Rodney Garner and a young Kendall Briles, a Jeff Lebby, somebody like that running a high-octane, wide-open offense?
I think that would be a hard team for – I think that would be a difficult opponent for a lot of teams Tennessee's roster.
I'll take that over Jamie Chadwell or Billy Napier any day of the week. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Hey, one quick question out the door, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm going to switch gears right quick for the playoffs. There are a lot of people are taking the Browns over the Chiefs. Do you think that's really going to happen? Do you see that possible?
It anytime you have that, the Chiefs do that thing where they rested everybody at the end of the year, and it's basically been 3 weeks since Mahomes has played, and the Browns are obviously on a roll. I'll be very interested to see how that goes. Now, we remember the game in Arrowhead last year when the Texans went in there and just about blew the doors off the thing in like the first quarter. And you're like, oh my God, like the Chiefs are about to get run. Andy Reid, choke artist, blah, blah, blah. And then it took a while, but as soon as Mahomes woke up, I mean, they just slaughtered him. So like I could see the Chiefs starting slowly this weekend. But assuming they eventually get it together, like before the second quarter, before halftime, I just see too much firepower there. It's kind of like Alabama.
On the way out the door, Sunday's going to be interesting for two reasons, because I think that's going to be – the playoffs are going to be going on, and what a better time to fire your coach than right in the middle of the playoffs where it's not going to be at center stage. Thank you all, and y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll be right here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios doing an emergency voluntary reaction, taking your phone calls. Bear, are you in?
Yes, absolutely.
Alex, Trey?
I'll tell you this.
I'll be here.
I'll tell you this, in talking with folks, that I'm not making any plans this weekend besides covering the basketball game tomorrow night.
Read into that what you will. Folks, portions of the show today brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Here, Jeff, getting fired up about the playoffs. He's got some big opinions. If you've got some big opinions, then put a little action on it over at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you never tried FanDuel before, it's the perfect time to give it a shot. Because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the playoffs this weekend. That's right, 25-1, any team, any playoff game this weekend. Who would you bet at 25-1 odds this weekend? Well, if you think the Browns, you could take that. You could take the Chiefs if you think they're going to pull it off. The Saints, a 3-point favorite at home against the Buccaneers. It's all for you. It's all waiting for you, folks. FanDuel Sportsbook. Go get your bets locked in now. You new users, take advantage of that 25-1 odds boost over at FanDuel. The simple, easy-to-use app is waiting for you. Download it right now. They've got fast withdrawals and, again, the great odds boost and specials just constantly. Go and check it out. Check out the same game parlays while you're at it. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code DRIVE1 so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code DRIVE1. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Willie is next. Hello, Willie.
Guys, I can tell you exactly how you handle this deal with these assistant coaches that we brought on. Is if you're going to hire a young coach, when you bring him in for an interview, first question you ask him is, are you open to having Rodney Garner on your staff? And if he says no, he obviously doesn't know a damn thing about SEC football, and you dismiss him as a candidate.
That would be your first question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not show me your vision for the program, not even how are you, not what do you think our problems are. Rodney Garner, that's your first question?
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. And then when you get on further down the line, if you decide you want the guy, you tell him, you say, hey, we've got Kevin Steele on staff. If you want him as your defensive coordinator or a position coach, fine. And if you don't, we'll tell him, hey, see you on down the road, Jack.
So
you give him an op. You give him a. In other words, you force Rodney Garner on him, but you give him an option.
The Steele
on Kevin
is optional.
Steele. Yeah.
I don't think that's how
it's going. You agree with that, Bear? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd include Steele in there, though, too, Jeker. I mean, he's a hell of a defensive coordinator.
He is, but if Chadwell or Napier wanted to bring in their own defensive coordinator, you know, I could see forcing him as a position coach, but I can't see forcing a coordinator on a head coach. I kind of side with Dubsy on that.
We think you're a really bright up-and-coming coach. We think you have a bright future, but we don't really trust you to hire staff. So we're gonna foist this guy on you, as Larry David would say.
Dubsy, you're stupid if you think that we want any coach that's not smart enough to take Rodney Garner on his staff. He's the best. He's been the most dominant recruiter in Southeastern Conference football for the last quarter of a century. So you're
casino
showing your ignorance
a long
right
way.
Now, Dubsy.
I might be showing my ignorance, but you're wet, Willie, so get the heck out of here. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it, big boy.
What did you do that for? You had a great call going.
Bye-bye.
Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up. Alex Olive returns with your top four at four, right after this on The Drive.
The Drive.
Hey, folks, if you're